Hey everybody, it's your girl Tiana Smalls, aka Coach Cooch. Yeah! You guys know I go more by Coach Cooch nowadays because Tiana Smalls has a lot of things that she's doing, basically just like leveling up myself. So I changed my public persona, rather, to Coach Cooch. So you're checking out Coach Cooch's first real podcast. And basically, I'm in my bag, period. Like, I'm all about the money. I'm all about being in touch with what it is I'm feeling as a woman. I'm about to turn 35 years old shortly. And I'm just in my bag. So the name of this podcast is In My Bag. You know, it's the In My Bag podcast. I'm going to be still like talking that ish, talking that real ish, talking about money, talking about love. I mean, I can talk about all different type of things now because as you guys know, I'm married. I'm about to be married 5 years in December. Can you believe it? Me. Tiana Smalls, Coach Cooch, married for almost 5 years. I am a mom now, a mother of a two-year-old, a beautiful two-year-old baby Cass. And as a lot of you guys that follow me for a long time know, I am now a real estate agent and studying to be a financial expert. And I'm studying finances because a lot of the ish that I've learned as an adult, if I knew this stuff when I was a child, I will be rich by now. And I'm talking about wealthy, rich, able to help my three generations out. But it's okay because now I'm learning the things that it takes. And, you know, it's never too late to level up. It's never too late. So now I'm learning how to help people level up and things of that nature. And I'm loving it. You know, I'm freaking loving it. And what made me become a real estate agent was I was just like in a bad place mentally. I was like, what am I going to do to make the same type of money I can make as a, you know, TV personality? What am I going to do to make the same amount of money but have my freedom and not have to depend on being greenlit? Because what people don't know about the entertainment industry is it takes a lot to get greenlit. And if these motherfuckers that are producers from the good part of New Jersey who don't even know anything about urban life tell you that it's not a good idea, it's not going to make it on the air. And that was cool when I was in my 20s and still chasing. But as almost a 35-year-old woman, I don't have time to be chasing down entertainment checks. I got to go out there and get the bag and bring it back home for my child, for my husband, for my family, and what it is I'm trying to create. So I was so done with entertainment, but I still got a lot to talk about. I still got a lot to teach. So I wanted you guys to check out this new podcast. And I just want to be honest and real. If you're listening right now, I want you to go ahead and follow me on Instagram. My name is Coach Cooch on there. C-O-A-C-H Cooch. Right now, my page is actually private because I am tired of followers. I want real supporters. I want people that really fuck with me to follow me and buy my products, use my services, get the nice free advice. I don't like no longer people that don't follow you get to get all these good gems because I don't know about a lot of people on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, but I give some good gems. So therefore, I deserve a follow, and I don't have time for the bull crap. So follow me now at Coach Cooch. We got a lot to talk about this week. I told you guys this is going to be a very positive thing, but at the same time, we're going to keep it real. Recently, I wanted to get a job in radio. You know, that was like on my mind to bring in another bag. I'm thinking like, you know what? I get this job on radio. I'll be able to bring in another bag. I'll be able to be out there for my public and be able to talk my shit. But yo, the radio business, it seems like it's just not for me. Because I thought a lot of people on radio keep it real, like you're able to keep it real. but you're really not able to keep it as real as I would like to keep it. Like me, I just like to keep it real. I'm from the generation of the Miss Joneses, the early Wendy's. I'm from the generation of anybody could get it. And nowadays, everything is so like, oh, you can't talk about this person. Oh, you can't talk about that person. And that right there, that shit just doesn't fly with me. I like to be able to talk about whatever it is that I want to talk about. And that's why I decided to go back to talking my ish on In My Bag podcast. So let's get to it. You know what I mean? You know the first mother freaker, because I'm trying to stop cursing. You guys, pray for me. The first mother freaker I want to talk about is R. Kelly. Recently, he did an interview with Gayle King on CBS. And let me tell you something. R. Kelly is a sick fucking psycho, okay? Let me tell you why I think R. Kelly's a psycho. R. Kelly, if I was his publicist, first of all, I would have just quit and ran out the room. I'd have been so embarrassed that my client didn't demonstrate self-control. See, that's the thing. I used to always hear that word, self-control, growing up. And I never really realized what it meant. And no matter what they would have asked him, he was supposed to keep his cool.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. What? Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
At this point, we briefly pause the interview to give Kelly a moment. His publicist helped calm him down.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
Okay, this is not true. This doesn't even make sense. Why would I hold all these women? Their mothers and fathers told me, we're going to destroy your career.
But Kelly's emotions remained raw.
All that jumping up, y'all trying to ruin me, ruin my life. That right there, to me, looks like you're guilty. And then you sat there and said, and this is what could have helped him. If he would have been like, when they said, well, why, if you love them, why you don't let them go see their family, like be with their family? He said, oh, they family. Oh, please. A mother, a father who sold their kids. Right there is where a smart person like me would have been like, you know you done fucked up, right, R. Kelly? You know you done fucked up. Because at the end of the day, if somebody's selling something to you, that means that you're buying it. Okay? I'm going to repeat that. If somebody is selling something to you, that means that you're buying it. In no way, shape, or form is somebody going to tell you guys, Tiana Smalls bought cocaine from me. Okay? Because if I bought cocaine from a drug dealer or somebody that sells it, that means that I'm using it or I co-sign using it. In no shape, way, or form am I going to ever sit there on a national network like CBS and say that their parents sold them. Right there, you made it clear that you were a predator. You made it clear that you buy children. And you made it clear that this is the fuckery that you are putting in the minds of these young girls. See, here's the problem with I have with R. Kelly and men like R. Kelly. They are manipulators. Capital M-A-N, manipulators, okay? They will say anything and everything to be able to control you. And those girls, Azriel and Jocelyn, they make me not want a daughter. Let me tell you why. I don't know them personally, so don't. If I'm speaking out of turn, oh well, but I'm going by what I see. I don't want a daughter because I don't want to have to kill somebody like R. Kelly. I don't want to have to be in jail from trying to kill somebody like R. Kelly, somebody that has turned their child against them, somebody who don't even give a fuck that you don't speak to them, somebody who's not even saying, and he would have been better off saying, I have bought plane tickets for these girls to go see their parents. They don't want to go. I have did this. I have tried to cause a mediation. I have been cool with the parents. All of a sudden, I stopped paying them, whatever, because they wanted to sue me and make me look bad out paying them. Once I stopped paying them, they made this a public, thing. He was supposed to show some type of empathy. But somebody that is as narcissistic as R. Kelly does not have a fucking empathetic bone in their body. And now he only crying because that bread ran out. You see, when that money run out, people just don't know what to do. See, back in the days, he had R. Kelly, he had Jay-Z on his side. He had a lot of people that had a lot of money that really believed he wasn't a predator. But now this make me think back, like, why Jay-Z stop fucking with you? Why Tata try to stab you? Like, what happened? Was you looking at somebody's little sister on tour? Was you looking at somebody's little niece on tour? Because nasty niggas like R. Kelly don't got no chill button. And it don't matter how far he goes or went in life, he still got that Chicago pimp mentality. And he said it himself on that interview on CBS. Oh, they sold their kids to me. I wouldn't bring my kid to a concert and make them go on stage. And then, in a way, we got to look at the parents. I'm never going to blame the parents because, in the end of the day, R. Kelly is a fucking predator. And a lot of people did not believe that he was a predator even after they saw the tape. They didn't believe that R. Kelly was a predator. A lot of people still was like, oh, that's not him. Oh, that girl knew what she was doing. She probably lied about her age. How could you lie about your age and you got little titty nubs? You got nubs that look like nothing. Like, how could you lie about your age? So I'm not going to sit there and allow that. I'm not going to sit there and co-sign none of that shit. And I hear a lot of people, you know, in the barbershops. I hear a lot of people when I go to stores and different type of social settings, and they always want to take up for R. Kelly. But best to believe, you're not sounding cool when you take up for R. Kelly. All you're doing is you sounding like a goddamn predator yourself. Either you're a predator or you're a victim of a predator, and you don't even know it. So I am just so sick of talking about R. Kelly. I'm at a point now where it's just aggravating me. It's time to convict him. He ain't got the bread no more because he should never speak. And another thing, R. Kelly, you should just never speak about this shit in public another day in your life. You did the interview on BET. You sounded fucking crazy then.
Do you like teenage girls?
When you say teenage, how old are we talking?
Girls who are teenagers.
19?
19 and younger.
I have some 19-year-old friends, but I don't like anybody illegal if that's what we're talking about, underage.
You're doing an interview now, and you sound crazy even now. And I want to give a shout-out to Gayle King because that bitch could interview. When he jumped up like that crying, I'd have been like, yo, motherfucker, you don't sit your ass down. Security is going to escort you out. But Gayle, she just was like on point, and she don't give a fuck. She just sat there because she learned from the best. Shout out to Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey taught her best friend how to be a good coach. She wasn't playing no games out here in these streets, so be aware, she may win an Emmy for that interview because she didn't give a fuck. She just was sitting there, you know, chilling and doing anything. So I'm excited about what's going to happen on R. Kelly. I really believe that he's going to get convicted and put his ass away. All the way the fuck away. I don't even care if he ain't fuck a little girl in 19 years, 15 years. Like his teacher said in the documentary, your sins is going to get you all the time. You know what I'm saying? All the time. So I'm tired of talking about R. Kelly. Let's talk about I'm just tired of manipulators, and I'm just tired of people who fuck kids and people that. And it's something, I went to go visit my sister last weekend, and she said something that really made me think a lot about life. She was like, the devil is not attacking marriages anymore because marriages are a joke already. And we're both married, so she can say that. Her marriage is great, you know, so she's not saying that from like a bad marriage point of view. She's saying it from a good marriage point of view, like, marriage is not the enemy's focus anymore. The enemy's focus is on kids now. And I'm noticing that a lot of kids are getting like caught up in shit and dying and getting killed and people letting they boyfriends come stay with them and they killing kids. Like, listen, if you've been following me a long time, you know I'm the author of Girl Get Your Mind Right. But let me explain something to you. You fucking bitches better get it together because in the end of the day, you cannot sit there and meet a guy on Wednesday and move him in with your kids. there, okay? Boy or girl. Because I think that a lot of people feel like, oh, I don't have a daughter. I can sit there and move in whoever I want to move in. It doesn't go like that. Boy or girl, you don't need to have anybody in your house that you do not know. And another thing is, too, y'all don't even meet people's families no more before y'all move them in. Where's this nigga kids at? I want to know things. I need to know. I want to meet your mama. Where's your father at? Were you raised with a father? Like, these are the questions that you have to ask. You ladies out there, especially, you have to take your time. And guys, too. There's a lot of women out here that are crazy. There's a lot of women out here that they're not with their kids. You got to ask these questions. Like, what is going on? What is happening that you're in my face all day? Do these people work? What's in their background? When I first met my husband, and I tell you guys this all the time. When I first met my husband, he was 29. He didn't have any children. I never knew him. He's from my hood. He was from the other side of my hood. I never met him. I never knew him. I never heard of him before. And when I don't know you, never met you, never heard of you before, I'm going to do my research, a.k.a. my due diligence. I'm going to go out there and find out who the F you are. And yes, I did do a background check on him because I needed to make sure that he was on the up and up. Yes, I checked for the sex offender list. These are the things that you have to do as a woman to protect yourself. Okay? You girls are going out there and you just meeting any effing body and you sitting there bringing them into your home where your children are. And we got to stop that because that's not right. Because these kids are getting killed and you don't know what is going on. You could be sleeping with the enemy. And talking about sleeping with the enemy, I want to talk about that case in Baltimore. Jacqueline Smith getting murdered when they said, quote unquote, she gave some money to a panhandler. And now all of a sudden, you know, the husband was saying that they were in the car going home. She stopped at a corner, gave somebody some money. And then they tried to like grab her purse and stabbed her in the chest. First of all, and this happened in Baltimore, Maryland. First of all, everybody knows I love Baltimore. I've spent so much time in Baltimore that at one point I was going to move to Maryland. I love Baltimore. I had friends out there. I used to go take trips there just to go get crabs. Baltimore is a murder-ridden city. Correct. But even in a murder-ridden city, there's some things that just don't sound fucking right. And when I hear that this lady, a sweet lady like that, pulled down her window to give a homeless person money and her boyfriend came out of nowhere and stabbed her, I'm like, what gain would anybody get? This lady gave you the money. Ain't like she said no and said, fuck you, get away from my car. No, she gave the money up, quote unquote, based on the story what the husband was telling the police. And you just stab her? So I was like wondering, like, so many of my followers, you know, said they stopped giving money because of that. Because they were like, you know what, I'm not going to give no money if they out here stabbing people. But it's crazy because you find out now that they were lying the whole time. Here's how I knew they were lying. Besides the fact that it just didn't sound right, a homeless person just going to come and stab her up for no reason, it sounded bad because of the way the daughter, who is also involved, was crying. Crying like that and don't have not one tear in her eye. That I don't trust that crying shit, because if you look at studies show when a person get killed, the person who killed them is at the funeral. And then a lot of times the person is at the funeral crying with the family. Crying and bereaving with the family, saying, oh my God, I wish I was there. Yeah, you saw it on the movie Juice, stuff like that. That should be happening in real life. So I don't trust all that crying shit. So I already knew she was full of shit. Then I found out she was the stepdaughter. Then I really was like, she down with it. But what I don't like that Baltimore did was they sat there and they won't tell you how they know that he did it. Besides the fact that they were found on the Mexican border, how do you know that they did the crime? I personally think that the daughter blew it up and she testifying against her own pops. She couldn't take the pain anymore, or she couldn't take that she knew it. Or the cops gassed her up to tell them, like, listen, you're going to go to jail the rest of your life for this person. And then he decided, okay, no, I'm not, or whatever the case may be. So she went and blew it all up. So I don't know what happened with that. I just pray for the family, because that is like some real corny shit and I do not like it. And it's just crazy. Okay. And talking about grimy husbands, I just want to say before I get into this topic, okay, although I am not a fan of Wendy Williams, I mean, I'm a fan of her career, because we all in media. Of course, you have to, like, be a fan of the career. So I won't say that. Although I'm not a fan of her as I am an adult now, because she just talks too much shit about people in their lives, I still never want to see anybody's marriage crumble, okay? But Wendy comes from a time that people just front about marriage.
Anybody who's been married for 5 minutes or 500 years, you know, marriages have ebbs and flows. Marriages are not easy. Don't ask me about mine until you see this bond. And it ain't going anywhere.
Okay? And that's what we're going to talk about today. People front about marriage too much. People front about relationships too much. People rather have a piece of man than no man. And what people don't understand, like I wrote in my books, Girl, Get Your Mind Right, Men Love Abuse. If your man ain't doing what he's supposed to do, you ain't got no man. Okay? This is the problem. Everybody wants to be with somebody, but they're not thinking about like what it's doing to them and their health. Fucking with the wrong guy can mess up your health. That's why I don't believe in personally messing with somebody who is not going to add, enhance my life, make me happy. You're with a mate because you're supposed to be happier when you're with that mate. If your day is all fucked up, you're supposed to be able to come home and look at your mate and be like, yo, we winning. We gonna get it together. Or he gonna make you feel good. He gonna hug you. You supposed to have all of those bubbly feelings inside. Wendy Williams' marriage is killing her. I pause for dramatic reasons. Wendy Williams' marriage is killing her. Wendy is trying to keep up a facade so hard that it is affecting her health. Okay? Wendy, I get it. It's cheaper to keep him. Even though you have proof now that he has been unfaithful to you. I understand. And you could bounce right now if you really wanted to. I understand though. You're dealing with a thug out ass nigga. And when you're dealing with a thug, it's a lot to it. But however, Wendy, you got money. So you're able to live a protected life. You're able to protect your family, move them out if you feel it's that serious. Or, Wendy, you know what to do to get people to leave you alone. Don't play stupid. But the fact that you went back on your show, she went back on her show this week and basically was saying, I still got the ring. Like, and then I hate that when women do that, because then it becomes now, you're becoming, when a wife accepts a man cheating on them, you're becoming the side wife, okay? So while he's in this whole relationship with somebody else, you're the side wife. You're accepting that. Excuse me. You're accepting that. So basically, you got the ring and that's all you want. Some women, that's all they want. They want the ring and to say, I got the ring, that's it. But do you got your man's heart? Do you got your man's mind? Because at the end of the day, if you had his heart, he would never got caught out there. I'm not going to say if you had his heart, he won't cheat on you. But if you had his heart, he would not be out there making it so relevant. Just like with Tristan Thompson. Chloe, he don't want you. When a man go out there and cheat on you and it's real and it's relevant and he doesn't give a fuck, therefore, that's not your nigga no more. And it's okay. The best ones lost their nigga before. But you just go and you move on with your life and you go and you level up and you get better. That's what In My Bag podcast is all about. I want you ladies to go out there and do better for yourself. Want more for yourself. You can't be sitting there in 2019 accepting no man cheating on you, having babies on you, and like, come on, like it's disgusting. Reason why it's so disgusting with Wendy, as I said before, Wendy talks a lot of shit about people. She has even talked about me on her show, calling me the chubby girl. But Wendy, I'd rather be the chubby girl anytime than be the old lady, you got a 75-year-old white girl body, white lady body. I'd rather be chubby any day than have a white old lady body, a white old lady face. It looks like you've been playing with your nose again because your nose is deteriorating. You look a hot mess. A hot mess. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when do you talk shit and you give advice? And even Charlamagne said the same thing. You cannot sit there and give advice and talk shit about people and your shit is messy. People gotta learn to clean their own backyard before they sit there and judges someone else's backyard. Because that's the fucking problem. Everybody talk about everybody while they're not getting their stuff cleaned and getting their stuff together. This is why I don't accept certain things in my life. Because if I'm not going to be able to talk my shit no more because you out there doing you, I don't need you. And if we got to go out there and be cheating and beating and hitting and doing this and all that, like, you don't need them. It's word on the street that the nigga done broke your arm. This is why you didn't return back to work so long. Like, it's a lot going on with that situation. So you don't need no raggedy ass situation that's not going to benefit you. Ladies, if you are in a raggedy ass situation, you got to get out of it ASAP Rocky, because your health means more, your children means more. And I always hear people say, well, you know, Beyonce stayed with Jay-Z and he cheated on. It's not about the cheating that's terrible. It's the disrespect. It's about women that are benefiting more than you in your own marriage. You know, if your husband don't have a job and he went to buy the next chick a house, that means that you bought the next chick a house because your man don't work. This is the things that is a problem and it's going rampant and I'm just not liking it. I'm just starting to think all these little guys out here in this industry is just raggedy. The only one that got a little bit of like love in his heart and really ride for his lady is my boy Papoose. Shout out to my boy Papoose. I know he got a new album that came out. I gotta check it out. I gotta check out Papoose's album because I really like Papoose. I really like what he brings to the table. I love the whole black love thing. You already know I do my Remy Ma voice all the time. Are you dumb? You know, shout out to my boy Ernest. He hired me to do the Remy Ma voiceover. But I just think that these girls in the industry, they are allowing these men to just make them go crazy. I mean, look at my girl Nicki Minaj. First of all, I love Nicki Minaj. I'm not going to say I love her. I like Nicki Minaj. And a lot of people don't think I like Nicki Minaj because I like Cardi. You can like both. I like both. I love Cardi, but I like Nicki Minaj. And the only reason we like love Cardi is because we've seen Cardi come up. And when you see people come up, you're excited for them. You know what I'm saying? But I like, nonetheless, I still like Nicki. You understand what I'm saying? But Nicki is bugging the fuck out. Okay? She's bugging. She is bugging, and she want to be married. She want to have a baby. And I just don't want her to choose the wrong nigga because it's so easy to get yourself caught out there and choose the wrong guy. And I would be so disappointed in her if she chose, like, some loser. I hate when people wait 30 to 40 years to have a baby, and then they sit there and have a baby by somebody that's, like, considered a loser. Like, I hate that. Totally. Personally, that's what I hate. So, anyway, I'm in my bag. You're listening to your girl, Coach Cooch, in my bag podcast. And I want this podcast, I want to talk about all different type of things. This is just the first, you know, episode, just to let you guys know that I'm going to be back talking my ish. It's very weird to not have a co-host, but I'm going to be doing different type of things on this podcast. So, it's not going to be too weird not having a host, but it's a little weird not having a host, but I want to definitely talk about all different type of things. I want to, you know, interview some of my famous friends and get into their heads as far as, like, what they think about love, what they think about marriage, what they think about money. Because as you guys know, I am studying to be a financial expert because I feel like in the urban community, we don't know enough about money. We don't know enough about credit. We don't know enough about banks and high yield accounts. And I want to know about it all. I'm about to be 35 years old, as I said earlier, because I'm so excited. Y'all know I'm a Virgo. I'm about to be 35 years old, and I want to learn everything there is to learn about life and just leveling up. A lot of you guys, if you don't know, I'm from Brooklyn, New York. And I recently moved to Delaware. I recently picked up and left New York, my family and I, and we're just really like starting our life over in Delaware. Like, we don't know anybody. So it's not like we got a babysitter out here. As you know, my son has never been to school before. For 2 years, I've been teaching him from home, working from home. But now that I'm leveling up and I'm going to have to go to different offices and do different things and work with different banks and things of that nature, I'm not going to be home as much. So he has to go to school. And I want you guys to get the message of don't be afraid of change. You know, change is good. Now I have a patio. Now I have a basement. Now, you know, he can run up and down the steps if he wants to. You know, I have parking. Main thing, I have parking. Because in New York City, the parking is so terrible that it was giving me a lot of anxiety. And like, honestly, my anxiety is still not over it. Because every day, even that now that I have been in Delaware for a month, I'm still waking up looking outside to see if I got to move my car. That's not good. That's like PTSD of New York City parking. So that's not good. So I'm making new relationships with people. I'm networking. I haven't started networking as much yet because it's extremely cold right now. And I don't have time. I thought New York was cold, but I'm really cold. And I think the older I'm getting like my mother. I'm getting really cold. So I don't really have the time to be sitting here networking right now, but I am doing little things. I've met a few people and they've been very, very nice. And what I do like about Delaware is that Delaware is a very diverse town. I'm meeting white, I'm meeting black. Everybody shows love. The other day I had like a bag of garbage in my hand while I was holding my son, and this old white man just ran and grabbed the bag for me, you know, to put it in the garbage for me. And I thought that was wonderful. So right now I'm also working on getting my real estate license in the state of Delaware. I already did the paperwork for me to get my real estate license in the state of Pennsylvania because I want to help people with investment properties and things of that nature. And let me tell you guys, here's a secret. Delaware and Pennsylvania is where it's at when you're looking for investment property. We'll talk more about that on more episodes to come, but I'm transitioning and I'm loving it and I'm in my bag. I'm really in my bag right now. I'm really into getting this money, and I'm really into getting to the next level and teaching you guys about that. So you're going to hear a lot about money with me. You're going to hear a lot about my thoughts, my process, and I'm going to record this show as much as I can. So right now, we don't have a specific date. We're just going to be dropping these podcasts. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to go and tell a friend and make sure you hashtag In My Bag Podcast, okay? I don't know if I'm going to get another page for this show because I got so many pages, but you'll hear about it on Coach Cooch page. And, you know, I just want to thank everybody for listening right now. You know, today is just like a regular episode. I had to give you my opinion about R. Kelly. I gave you my opinion about Wendy Williams. And shout out to Gayle King. She's just doing her thing. And I'm loving her evolution. And y'all already know who the next Oprah is. I told you guys this on my Instagram page. Make sure you follow Coach Cooch. Jada Pinkett is the next Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to tell you why. Jada, first of all, she hired Oprah's producer, Ellen Rackington. So you can go ahead and Google that bitch. She's on point. She hired Ellen. Ellen is the person who really turned Oprah Winfrey's show into what it was supposed to be. She worked with Oprah hands-on for 25 years. So she definitely in her bag. And now she's working with Jada. Jada is a Virgo, like myself, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, you know, that means we're about greatness. And Jada got tired of investing her time and energy into making Queen Latifah the queen of talk, because that's what Jada wanted to do. She wanted to see Queen Latifah make it as that big, you know, queen of talk, but Queen Latifah couldn't do it, because if you're not real with yourself and your life and your real situations, you can't be the queen if you're not real. And that's what's making Wendy not be the queen anymore. You're not real. See, when you watch Jada Pinkett talk now, Jada Pinkett Smith, rather, talk, she talks real. She talks right directly to your face. She brings up old situations, and you be like wondering sometimes, like, well, you've been with Will 100 years. When did you have these problems? But you don't even just ask those questions. You just keep on listening. So I think that she definitely got next. Me, I just want to be the voice of the people, voice of the people that's really going through real shit, the voice of the people that really want to level up, the voice of the people that's really just trying to figure out this thing called life. Like, being 35 years old, a mom, a wife, a business person, you go through a lot of shit. You got to take a lot of L's to get to the W. But in the end of the day, you will get to the W. So I guess this week's message, or this episode's message rather, is don't fucking stop doing what you got to do to make it. A lot of people will try to discourage you. And I know when Jada told people she was going to start a online web series, people was like, that shit ain't going nowhere. Even if she accomplished so much in her life, people didn't think it was going to go anywhere. Now look, a show on Facebook Watch has gotten all these hits. People are trying to work with her now. I know she's trying to make it to TV as long as they keep the same concept. Like, you go out there and do you. It may take a few, it may take millions of dollars, it may take thousands of dollars, it may take money to make it happen for where you want to make it happen, but you just got to go out there and make it happen. Just like with myself. I know I'm going to get a check to talk again, besides my own independent checks. I know I'm going to get a check again because I'm real, I'm authentic, and I want to give you guys the real. I don't want to be sitting there on a set and I can't tell the truth. Because this is what keeps my energy going. This is what keeps me from going to a therapist, is that I can go and talk to my people and keep it real and bear it all and take off. It's like taking off your wig and your bra at the end of the night and feeling good about it. Like, you just want to feel that way. You want to be able to tell everything you need to tell. And I want somebody to understand me, and I want somebody who want to see me win. Fuck with me. And if I can't find that, then I would be the what they call underground talk diva or underground talk queen for the rest of my life, because nobody can out-talk me, and that's what I feel like. And I can mess with the big ones too, but I have to have the opportunity. But what I'm not going to do is rush for opportunities. I'm not going to suck dick for opportunities. I'm not going to kiss ass for opportunities. I guess you could say I'm the Cardi B of talk, because I ain't doing none of that. You're going to have to love me or hate me and accept me for who I am. So once again, like I said, it's your girl, Tiana Smalls, a.k.a. Coach Cooch. You checking out In My Bag podcast. I love my new name on my podcast because I'm really in my bag. I'm really about this money. I'm really about expressing what I'm feeling. And we're just going to talk that ish, basically. And if you ever followed me back in the talk that ish days, you know that we didn't give a fuck. And we're going to say what we got to say. And you're probably wondering, like, well, Tiana, what are you working on? I'll tell you guys, since you took the time to listen to me all these minutes, I will tell you what I got going on. First of all, my season in line will be dropping this year. A lot of you guys may not know this, but I cook, and I cook well, and I am all about seasoning. Like, I hate food that's bland. Chicken ain't got no seasoning. I am all about the seasoning, and I think that a lot of you girls at home, y'all might can't season correctly, or y'all might not know what to use, so I'm making seasonings that are all the, like, seasonings are already together. So if you want to make this chicken, that's the chicken seasoning. You don't got to put nothing else on it. It's ready to go. Boom. Put that seasoning on. Let it marinate for a little bit. Boom. You want to make shrimp and grits? Here go your seasoning. Bang. You want to make macaroni cheese? Here go your seasoning. Yes. You're supposed to season your macaroni and cheese. So, like I'm saying, there's a lot going on. Make sure you follow Cooking with Tiana. That is Cooking with Tiana, T-I-O-N-N-A, on Instagram. I show y'all a couple of my recipes. We're going to have a few tasting events. I'm working on it right now. Also, I know if you follow me, you know that all I wear to my meetings is red lipsticks. All different variation of reds, but mostly my bright red lipstick. So I have Boss Bitch Red dropping very soon. I want all my bosses to pick it up, you know, cop it. I also got a couple of other things I'm going to be putting up on my website, TianaSmalls.com. So that website, right now we're updating it, so it's going to be really nice. You're going to be able to get everything that I do on one website, and I am excited about it. I'm working on YouTube, but YouTube haven't been cutting me a check lately, and I don't know why, because I got over 300,000 views on one of my videos, and I noticed that they didn't cut me a check. So I'm about to be in my bag about that and write them a certified letter, because I need my money. So that's the things that you have to do when you are a boss. I want to shout out my sister, Millionaire Tony, for her new ebook, A Reason to Win. Make sure you guys cop that. If you haven't copped it, download it on her website, womenofreason.com. There's a lot of things going on, and I just want to thank God for blessing me and my family for the vision to want to do more. And if you're listening to this and you want to do more, go out there and do more. I want to shout out V-Tox. V-Tox on Instagram, V-Tox Body. She has the... A lot of women are now getting their vaginas, like, with the herbs and stuff, and she helps you guys, okay? Whether it's cramps, whether it's fibroids, she can help you with it. So, let me give you the correct, yeah, this is the correct Instagram, V-Tox Body, V-T-O-X Body, and she's located in Philadelphia, and they got the herbs. You can sit on the pot, and it wipes you out. I want to do one live so y'all can really see. Like, I want to really, like, do one live. And she has this coochie foam that I really want to assist her with. So there's a lot going on. She's a magician, okay? So check out V-Tox Body. Check out at Millionaire Tony, which is my sister. And then also check out Ink Envy, okay? Ink Envy is a tattoo parlor in Delaware. They showed me a lot of love, my husband and I. So I want you to check it out. Ink Envy 71, I-N-K-E-N-V-Y 71 on Instagram. So there's a lot of people I like to shout out because they doing their thing. And that's it, really. So once again, it's your girl, Tiana Smalls. Follow me. Coach Cooch. If you need to email us for anything, whether you want to talk on the show, or whether you got a letter, or whether you want to ask Tiana a question, or ask Coach Cooch a question, you can email right now. The email for this week will be tifrancispr@gmail.com, tifrancispr@gmail.com. And if you have any questions or any comments about today's episode, let me know. And like I said, I'm going to be coming to y'all a lot with these podcasts, and I'm going to keep it up because we're going to do what we got to do. All right? I'm going to check you guys later. Have a nice night and, you know, enjoy your day. Peace.
What's up? It's your girl, Coach Cooch. And a lot of y'all been asking me, Tiana, what can I do with my tax money? What should I do to level up? Besides, get your damn credit fixed. You need to go ahead and get your goddamn passport, all right? I'm sick of you bitches being all grown with no passport. I don't care if you're not going nowhere. Go and get your ass a passport, okay? It's mad cheap. You got the tax money, fuck the TV, fuck the couches. Go out there, get you a passport. And make sure it's cute like mine. And don't forget you'll get you a cute case, okay? This is so cute, right? I know. So like I said, get your passport. Level your ass up. And this ain't even an ad. This is just real life.